Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everyone? What's good? Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Big Red, Brother B in the house. Hope all is well with you. Last episode of the year 2021. You know, and of course, I thought it'd be fitting that we, look at some of the things, you know, that were trending this year, you know, some of the things that made us laugh, made us cry, divided us, brought us together, you know,
right,
things of that nature, you know, because there definitely were, you know, some things going on. But, before we get underway, I want to say that, very thankful to everyone for the support, you know, from this year to, you know, past years. Thank you. It's very humbling, to receive the love and the support. Definitely want to, you know, shout out, you know, USA, you know, for listening. Thank you. Definitely want to shout out India, Canada, United Kingdom, and Kenya, you know, for, checking us out, you know. I gotta give them a shout out. You know, there's nothing to take away from anyone else, but, you know, I gotta give props to the people that are actually, you know, downloading or tuning in. However, and, once again, I just want to say thank you, man. You know, it was very much appreciated. Thank you for the love, you know, and the support once again. You know, but, man, Big Red, Brother B in the house, The Menu on Blog Talk Radio, guest call in number 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. You can catch us on Instagram at The Menu, MINDURMENTAL, The Menu, Mind Your Mental. Facebook, The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MINDURMENTAL. Yeah. The Menu, yeah. We in the house. Big Red, Brother B, in the place to be. About to knock this episode out and then take my ass to sleep. But anyway, you know, I also want to say that, it's been these past 2 years, it's been a hell of a roller coaster ride. You know, I'm sure, you know, emotionally for a lot of us, you know, we're still obviously not in the clear of this whole coronavirus thing and different variants popping up here and there. And, you know, it's crazy. It just goes to show you that when the humans tamper with shit, things like this happen. And it's sad because there have been a lot of lives that have been lost, a lot of lives that have been changed, you know, because of this coronavirus. And it's just sad that we're still going through it and we have not been able to shake it. And, you know, it's crazy when you don't know if you can say, you know, have we, you know, seen the worst, or is the worst yet to come? You know, at this point, it's like, you know, who knows?
What's I think we're already in the worst of it. We're already in the worst of it. We're already in the worst of it. It's like, once again, it's, you know, I was thinking to myself today, you know, like, you know, us as humans, we're horrible to each other. And it's just like, at this point in time, it's like, have we evolved at all? We haven't evolved. Like, this, just like you said, this is 2021 going into 2022. You would think by now we would have evolved. Like, I'm talking about as human beings. But we haven't. It's like we're going, to me, I feel like we're going backwards. I don't feel that we are moving forward. We're going back. Like, technology may be moving forward, but we haven't. Because they don't care about, like, it's to a point that humans are not even, they don't care about humans. This is about an economic thing. It's not about humans. It's not about, you know, saving mankind. It's not about that.
Yeah, isn't that sad? Because the whole thing is, it's like, if you don't save mankind, if you don't save humankind, then what is there?
Right.
And what do you have? Like, you can't, how could you put the dollar before people? Economics for people, but people are the one who help make the dollar. Like, they help make it, you know, like, for lack of a better word right now, like, popular. You know what I'm saying? It's like, how do you just forget about the people that help, you know, run the show?
Well, they're getting to a point where it's like, we don't need people. That's what I mean, if you look at everything that's going on, we don't need people. That's how they're looking at it. We don't need people. They got robots. I'm sure they got some type of robot somewhere that they, you know, they got, like, if you think about it, like with, I know, with the, I'll say the United States Army, they do have robots that are they're making to go to war. So it's just like, what's to say that they're not already in that process of saying, listen, we don't need humans. We don't really need y'all anymore, because guess what? We can build our own humans, like the $6 million man. Like, that was a show when we were growing up. But guess what? Hey, it might come. You know, might be what's going to start going on.
Yeah, you're right.
So think about it with that. You know, like with everything else going on. I mean, you know, just like you said, the last 2 years, it's just like, we have just, like, this whole, like, life as we know it has changed. I mean, I know life has to evolve. You know, things have to evolve. Like I said, I still feel that humans haven't evolved, but, you know, things have to change. And it's like, people want to go back to normal. And it's like, at this point, it's no more normal. Like people need to get it out their heads. It's no more normal. This is normal. Like, it's not normal to us, because this is not how we grew up. But guess what? Listen, think about the children that are being born within the last couple of years, or the kids that are growing up in this. This is normal to them now. This is their normal. This is going to be their normal. This is their, you know, things that's happening that we see and say, okay, that's not right. Or like I said, it's just like, is that supposed to happen? But it's not going to phase them, because guess what? This is what they're used to seeing. So it's going to be normal for them.
Yeah, and that's like, that's crazy because, like, and that's crazy because how do you normalize, like, drama? Like, how do you normalize, like, the dumbest? Like, how do you do that? Because, you know, it doesn't make sense to normalize, like, things that really just don't work for you.
Right.
You know, I don't understand, but, you know, some things are just, you know, meant to not be understood. just kind of go over your head. And, you know, I will just kick this up. Yeah, the generation now and the generation to come is just, you know, just...
Right.
Just, great. But, you know, I mean, to each of them. And, you have to sit back, you know, take it with a grain of salt and smile sometimes. I mean, you can't expect everybody to be on the same level that you are on, you know. You know, there are people out there that are content with, you know, standing and or living in their misery. And those are the people that you just have to, you know, leave alone and, you know, let them live their own life. Because of one way or another, you know, the truth, you know, it'll hit them. But it's not going to happen when, you know, when you say. I guess everybody needs to find out, you know, in that moment. But, But as for 2021, you have to say,
I'm just saying, it's like, you know, what you were saying is right. It's like, you know, like the things that that's been happening, like, okay, if you think about it, like, think about it from, you know, the whole year. It's just like, okay, let's think about from from the beginning, which was in January, the storming of the Capitol.
Yeah. What's crazy is, you know, they're like still so-called prosecuting people for that.
Right.
And I'm just, you know, it's interesting that it happened like that early on, because it kind of, in some cases, it seemed like it set a tone. But then again, did it really set a tone? You know, let's ask Miss Cherry.
I don't think it set a tone. I think the tone was already there, but yes. I think it was already there. It just took something to just bring it out of them.
True. What you think, Miss Cherry? At the top of the year, we had the Capitol, the storming of the Capitol. Do you think that, you know, do you really think that, you know, what impact do you feel that it had, you know, on the year of 2021?
All right. So, hi, everybody. Sneaking in there.
Hi.
On 2021, I think stuff started going crazy as soon as Donald Trump went into office. That was like almost like the last straw, where, you know, before he left, we had all this craziness, or at least his influence, we had all this craziness. And the purpose was to stop the vote from coming through so it could be certified. So I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised if the amount of time that these people are being given, it's just obvious. I just think that with everything going on, it's we're home now. We're more aware of what's going on because we can turn the TV on and watch. And so we're starting to see a lot of the injustices that we knew existed, but it's apparent now. All those people, I mean, what do you have to do to get arrested? You storm the Capitol, you're desecrating offices, you're threatening senators and law officials, and then you get to say, oh, you had a bad day. I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Not yet. You know, you're right. You know, I also, you know, look at, you know, our new president, you know, in office. And you know me, I really don't follow, you know, the politics too much. Like, I really stay away from certain things.
Do we have a president? Like, I'm serious. Like, I don't mean to cut you off, Brother V, but it's just like, you know, it's like, again, like, I felt like when, you know, when Trump was in office, it's like, do we even have a president? Because it's like, once again, what are you doing? Like, are you doing anything? Or, You know, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you really don't see him. He only shows up to give a new mandate, and then he disappears.
Right, then he disappears, and it's just like...
Well, I mean, is it a thing where... Wait, do I still sound choppy?
No, you're good now.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. Is it a thing where maybe we have grown too used to, like, 4 years of Trump and his weird-ass tactics and making noise, you know, and not being quiet, and now we have a president in the office that's just doing whatever he's doing, but he's low-key?
No, because it's like, what is he? My thing, what is he doing? That's the point. What is he doing? Because I don't see where he's doing anything. It's like, not to me, I don't see where he's putting anything in place. Or in, you know, like, what are you doing to help people out? Like, you know, people are still needing help in terms of jobs. Like, just because some people are back to work, or you put people back to work, but then guess what? Now it's a thing of people have to get vaccinated in order to go to work. I know it's not everywhere, but it's like, what are you putting in place? Like, does he keep in touch with the CDC? Like, they don't know what they're doing. Like what's going on? And it's like, I'm saying it's just like, you don't hear nothing from him. And then, you know, Kamala Harris, okay, she's vice president, but you don't hear nothing from her either.
That's right.
It's like, what are they both doing?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know. Maybe K-Dog could tell you. K-Dog, what's up, K-Dog? What are they doing?
Hey, what's good? What's good, people? What's good,
hello,
people?
Hello?
Well, hey. What's up, everybody?
Hey,
peace and love to all.
Yeah.
Listen. 2021. Well, another year has gone. Another year is leaving us. And, this year, we were still stuck in a lot of things that, you know, that was still left over from 2020. You know, the COVID and one of the things that we had to deal with early this year, and I was listening, was that whole thing with the insurrection. Now, that right there, it was chaotic because, you know what, this was like, it was a ticking time bomb. A ticking time bomb so far because, you know, you got to remember, we had someone who was in the White House who threw a tantrum, and the world saw the tantrum that he threw. You know, I lost an election, that he didn't want to admit that he lost an election. Mm-hmm. And by him refusing to admit that loss, he was in a disillusion that the election was stolen from him. Oh, it was stolen. And all of this, and his supporters, even last year, they threatened poll workers who were counting in the votes.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of that going on.
All right.
So with that being said, before he said that there was going to be hell if he loses the election, there's going to be hell to pay. And he proved it.
Right.
So
that's that.
With
that,
with all that nonsense, with all those rallies that he was holding.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, sorry, K-Dog. I don't know how one person can be allowed to be so disruptive, especially with
exactly.
The position that he had. You know, like, I don't. I really don't see how it was acceptable. And that goes to show you, I mean, I've heard, like, you know, on Absolute Truth with a Pop Rod, Sean Black, you guys spoke of, you know, I had topics of talking about white privilege. And I don't see... I mean, I really don't. Sometimes I don't really believe in the whole thing of white privilege. I just think that there are individuals who just feel that they are entitled. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To just do or say certain things. You know, I don't feel like it's a privilege to them. They just feel that they are entitled to do whatever they feel they want to do. And you know, that's just
right.
That. But this dude is not only entitled, but he was so emboldened to just do the and say the things that
exactly.
he did. And the people just said, yeah. Like, his following was so massive, whether he
was
disrespectful
sick.
To women or not, you know, they still loved him and followed him like he was this idol.
It was
just
sheep that followed.
Well,
and you know,
like, Hitler, the same thing, just like Hitler and Jim Jones and all the rest of them. I mean,
right.
Hitler,
it was all, it was all this stuff. And you know what? He started it. And guess what? He led the people, right? He told the people, oh, go ahead. I'm going to march with you to the Capitol. He was going to march with them to the Capitol, which he wasn't, because he was in the White House laughing about this thing. He was in the White House. They showed him on Twitter, even though they tried to delete it. But even he was going on Twitter, firing them up. And those people, mind you, some of those idiots, I call them idiots, went to the Capitol and bum rushed the whole damn thing. I mean, it's like at first, here I am watching news, and they're like, man, did you see that march to the Capitol? And someone called me and said, ain't no march. They bum rushing the place. They breaking windows. And when I turned to other news, they showed the ugliness. Police officers getting hit with fire extinguishers. They're running inside the Capitol. And as a matter of fact, I was watching a documentary not too long ago with some of the senators describing what they saw, what it felt like, excuse me, inside the Capitol during that insurrection. Mm-hmm. One Republican senator said he heard the chaos and he went outside to see what was the matter. And he said they just grabbed him. The security guard grabbed him and threw him inside and said, you need to stay in here. You need to stay inside the chambers. And one of them, I think it was Hakeem Jeffries, who said him and another senator who was a former football player, they took their jackets off. They're like, listen, they coming in here to do something? We ready to fight.
You know, it also leads me to go another route. You know, we all got the verdict, you know, of the Derek Chauvin, you know, the former police officer that, you know, spent about, 8 minutes and,
46 seconds.
46 seconds with his knee on the neck of George Floyd, you know, killing him. You know, he received his sentence. And, you know, well, I don't know about the sentence, but we know he was found guilty, which was obvious. But at the same time, it's like we're still waiting for justice, because to me that wasn't enough. But
it wasn't.
It's interesting how, you know, America or a certain America, because there's different Americas, and both either America doesn't give a damn about, you know, people of color. But, you know, a certain America at that time was about, hey, you know, taking pride in law enforcement. And, you know, you couldn't go on Facebook or social media and say anything too wrong about, you know, law enforcement. And but law enforcement and somebody didn't jump all over you. I mean, it's crazy. I've lost, you know, Facebook friends, but I guess they were never friends to begin with, you know, over these bullshit political issues. You know, and attitudes. But, okay, so you have everyone touting, you know, protect the blue, protect law enforcement, protect this, protect that, you know, blah, 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 blah. But yet, at the Capitol, you had people attacking law enforcement. One law enforcement officer was killed. And yet, wait a minute, how do you speak with such a forked tongue? How do you talk about protecting
the hypocrite.
Law enforcement, but at the same time, you turn
You're
around and,
them.
Yeah. Like, it's interesting. Yep. But you know what's crazy? It's okay. Because it's that America that do it. It's like, it's that America that they're able to say and do things without recourse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it, you know, it's all right. We can do that. That's okay. But no one else can do it.
Right.
People of
you know
color
what it was?
Can't do, you know what I'm saying? We, yeah, we can't do it, but, you know, everyone else can.
Russell, you know, and I'm glad you're mentioning that because I'm going to tell you something. Brother B and to Big Red and Miss Cherry. Now, here's what I'm going to bring up. What if, let's just say, had it been President Barack Obama who got up on there and did what Trump did, and all those people were Obama supporters, did that, don't you think the outcome would have been different?
Oh, yeah. They'd have been talking about him like crazy, talking about that man. Oh, mm-hmm. My God.
No, those you would have seen the military police over there.
Open fire.
With guns drawn?
Absolutely.
Ready to shoot.
Open fire.
Yep, absolutely. It's just like it's sad.
And you know what?
And he hasn't been sentenced. They haven't put out a sentence for him as of yet, right?
No, they haven't put out a sentence for that officer yet.
And they still got the other three to try, right?
Yeah, they got the other three they got to try.
Wow.
You know, let's just say this. You know, when it comes to the justice system in this country and it comes to us and the justice system, it never works. It wasn't meant to work for us.
Nope, never.
And that's the honest to goodness truth. It never worked for us. I mean, how many times have we heard of black people being killed? And, you know, you always hear the police officer get off with it was a self-defense. The police officer was scared. The police officer thought their lives were being threatened. And, you know, always heard a not guilty verdict.
I was going to say the Dante case.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching that, too, yeah.
The Dante Wright case. Yes, the officer was found guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Now
on
let's see
charges.
What the sentencing is going to look like.
It's not going to be hard because they're already making excuses for her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She made a mistake.
The mistake she made was that she mistaked a taser with the gun.
All right. Listen, once again. You know, I mean, I said it before, and, you know, I'll say it again, and, you know, not to get too deep into it, but you're talking to a person who, you know, carries a firearm for a living. There's no way you can make that mistake, unless you're just that stupid, or you're just that stupid. There's no way you can make that mistake at all. Like, you're supposed to know where everything is at on your duty belt.
The difference between...
You know,
and you got
to
know the difference between a taser and a gun.
Exactly. Because the whole thing is you're supposed to position everything on your duty belt, you know, a certain way. So you know where certain things is at. You keep certain things away from your, you know, where your firearm is, and you keep things on, you know, from left to right. Whatever it is that hand that you use. You're supposed to, you know, it's a certain setup. So my whole thing is, how did you not know, like, that?
I don't think
was,
she met the, sorry.
You don't think what? No, go ahead.
No, I don't think that she met to kill him, but I will say this. I didn't see a need for her to pull a taser on him. So right there, she was over-policing. I mean,
mm-hmm.
She stopped him for an air freshener. How would you go from an air freshener to a taser? To me,
absolutely.
Sounds over-aggressive.
Yeah.
So, and I think they said, because I actually watched the case, the reason why he got pulled over was he was at a stop sign, and say, like, he had his signal on to turn, but he went straight. So they decided to run his plates and stuff like that. And then the rookie she was training, because they were bored, you know,
mm-hmm.
he wanted to do a stop. So she said that she would show him how to do a stop. So they stopped him for air freshener. But originally, he was singled out because he had his turn signals on and he went straight. And somehow from there, it became the need that she felt it was appropriate to pull a taser on somebody. So
I didn't know it was illegal.
The video showed that
illegal.
He was he was trying to run.
Well, but I didn't know, Ms. Cherry, I didn't know it was illegal to have
Yeah, I didn't know that was going to
Or I didn't know it was illegal.
It's illegal in New York. It's illegal in New York to have anything on your rearview mirror. But people don't pull over for that because it's petty.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
And the thing is, during COVID, they're already understaffed with police. We all know the police force is light, the firefighters are light, EMT is light. Who has time to sit there and pull people over for a dangling? I have something dangling off my rear view. I could get pulled over and get a ticket, but New York doesn't do that. And normally they wouldn't do it either. But
in the other states, in the other states, you know how it is. Different laws in different states. Different states have different laws. You know that.
Cherry said they were bored. So they decided to pick on somebody because I didn't even know it was illegal. All right, so maybe he forgot that his signal was on. Because Lord knows I do it sometimes. Like, I'll go drive a mile and be like, wait, my signal's on. Because I'm not paying attention to what's going on in the dashboard too much. I'm paying attention to the road.
And,
you know,
and they said that
if I got my music on, I may not hear the clicking, you know. So if the signal's on, the signal's on. But I didn't know it was illegal to go straight or, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what the issue was. That was the reason why he stood out. That was the reason why, you know, I think if he would have just made that turn, they're saying that they wouldn't have noticed or they wouldn't have pulled him over. But when he went straight instead of turning, they did a little look. They decided that, okay, now we want to do a stop because he was training, and she wanted to train her rookie on how to do a stop. So at that point, they went to go. He had the air freshener on. We all know that was illegal in their state. They ran him and thought his sticker was expired. And then they ran the owner of the car and found out that there was a warrant before they stopped him. So they kind of went over there. They wanted to check his ID to make sure that he was the person that had the warrant. And that's where it started to escalate.
What's interesting is a lot of people in that uniform in law enforcement, some of them get it and some of them don't. You bring a certain tension, you know, to the scene when you pull people over. No one really feels comfortable, especially black people. We don't feel comfortable when we get pulled over. We don't feel comfortable get questioned by the police because we know it could be quickly escalated, and you don't have to do anything. You know, little regular routine stops could wind up with you, you know, being shot and killed, you know, or tased, you know, just because someone in the uniform chose to misunderstand or not even understand, you know, the situation or try, you know, or simple and plain just wanted to be a bully. You know,
I think the thing that bothers me, because I've been pulled over by the police also, a lot of times when you ask them, what are you pulling me over for, they'll be like, hold on, I'll be back. No, I need an explanation. I was nice enough to pull over. You know, they won't even speak to you before they take your ID and run it and try to find something. So even in this case, he was like, you know, what's going on? Nobody would answer him. They were like, get out the car. They would treat other people like that. They would give an explanation. We always have to go in there anticipating. As soon as they say get out the car, we're going somewhere. We're not getting back into the car. So that's why we resist. We get out the car,
exactly.
We're going
to jail. Well, see, that's the thing. And, you know, even, you know, our youth, you know, in this generation, you know, I mean, there needs to be some type of formal training on our side as well and how to deal, you know, with these type of situations and confrontations. Because 9 times out of 10, that's what it boils down to. It's a confrontation. It's a cop stopping you, you know, and they want you to comply. And so, sadly, in some cases, still die, but they want you to comply. And if you don't give them what they want, how they want it, then you're deemed a threat. You're deemed a problem. It sometimes is not about the badge, or it's actually not about the job. but they actually use the procedures and protocols of the job to harass people.
Mm-hmm.
They try to say, oh, I'm just doing my job. And a lot of times it's like, no, you're not. Because it is your right to ask questions, but at the same time, depending on the individual, they don't want you to ask questions because they don't want you, they don't want to have to talk to you. They don't want to have to be in a position of feeling like, well, I'm not your servant. I'm not a public servant. Like I'm right now, I'm God. I'm the judge and the jury of the situation.
I think,
and if I feel that you're wrong, then you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think that part of the training has to do with when you start to ask questions, they don't see it as questions. They see it as you challenging their authority.
Exactly.
Right. Yep.
Because
exactly.
They have that badge on, they've been told that they are the person in authority and they must maintain control. So
yes. The
minute you ask a question, you're already saying, what are you talking about? I don't have to listen. This is what they hear. What are you talking about? I don't have to listen to you. And therefore, they're going to up it with aggression to show you who's in charge of the situation. In her case, over policing, there's no way that any type of stop over air freshener should have escalated to her even feeling. It's bad enough she pulled the gun, but she should not have even reached for the taser. And the thing was, when she was testifying, she didn't even recognize that as being wrong. She was too busy justifying, I made a mistake, I didn't mean to kill him. The mistake was when you stopped him. The second mistake was when you didn't explain why you stopped him. And the third was when you felt the need to pull out any weapon. I mean, there were three other officers that didn't make the same decision as you, and all of them were juniors to you. She was a senior officer. So they have enough common sense and judgment that you don't have, and you've been there for 27 years. I mean, they just don't think. I think it's more a mechanical type of job where, like you said, some of them bring their own personal issues, their own hatreds, and this role gives them the authority to go ahead and exercise it without having to be accountable for it. And I think, honestly, I'm glad she was used as a poster child, but she was used as a poster child. There have been so many other men officers that have done the same thing, and they did not receive the same sentence. Even Chauvin. Chauvin was found guilty, but then he came back and he did a plea deal. He's not going to jail for very long. While everybody's
talking
this case with Dante Wright, he's already pleaded so that he doesn't have to go to jail. He doesn't get life. He gets, what, 10 to 15? Please.
Right.
That's for murdering somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the whole attitude, you know, in this country when it comes down to policing and police brutality is, you know, it's just sad. And, you know, now that some states have, you know, stepped their game up and chose to do away with qualified immunity, you know, something that was really protecting these officers. Now that some of these cops realize that they can be sued, and you know their own personal, they can lose in their pensions. Yeah, they can be sued civilly, and the department won't protect them. Now they're quiet.
I was going to say it's not against all officers because minority officers have always been held accountable. If you were Asian and you shot a white person, you were a cop, you were the poster child. If you were a black person, a black cop, and you shot a white person, you were definitely accountable. So this is something new for white officers that are being held accountable against, you know, taking out their aggressions on minority people. That's the only difference.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our minority officers have always been held accountable. Anytime they do something, they have been the poster child to kind of try to give the image of, see, we're being fair, we're holding the police accountable. No, you're holding black officers accountable. You're holding Asian officers, Hispanic officers. But other officers, no. So I think it's a good thing that it's happening. You know, I don't know how long the trend is going to continue, because right now we have been threatening to walk off the job. You know, if I have to be responsible and accountable, I don't want to work in this job. Well, maybe you hired the wrong person.
Right, yeah, they did.
It was the wrong occupation from the beginning. But I don't know what the formula is. We ourselves have a problem filling those positions. Black people don't want to be police officers. You know, Spanish people don't want to be police officers. So it's between the community and law enforcement, it's not a favorable job amongst us because of the way that we view them. And no one wants to be in that position, even though we should be looking at it as a way to get in that position and change it, change the image. If we police ourselves, it might be with a little bit more kindness. We don't see it as that. We just don't want to put the uniform on.
Yep, that's true.
Cool. Call us 6606. You're on the air with the menu. What's up?
I don't know if I should give anybody here a belated Merry Christmas or not, or even a Happy New Year.
Joe.
Mr. Joe.
Belated Christmas.
How you doing, Mr. Joe? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, Joe.
Hey,
Brother B. We were on the show.
Joe.
We were on another show together, and you guys didn't even acknowledge me, except Kay did in a minor way.
Ooh.
Brother B, you didn't even see. You,
I
yeah.
Did. Who? I was listening.
I know you did.
Mr. Joe was around. Of course I did.
No. The other show. I forget what show it was. It was a show that, you know, you guys
were friends.
It was the
absolute
truth.
I was like, hey, what's up, Mr. Joe? Monday night. Yeah. Oh, well, you know what? Now, listen, I will say, you know, on Monday nights, you know, when the show is on, I am at work while the show is on.
Oh, okay.
I don't tell anybody.
All right.
Yeah, I'm at work. So sometimes I may have to, you know, say what I got to say and just, like, put myself on mute right quick. But no,
I don't know, Joe.
Kay kind of acknowledged me, but I'm kind of figuring,
problems or anything, Joe, but that sounds like
that's right. No, not me. I don't want to cause any problems.
No.
Not me. Are you kidding
me?
My job is to stir the pot.
So, with that being said, 2021. What was one of those things for 2021 that did it for you? You know, we had a lot of trending things, you know, in 2021.
The vaccines are not safe. I'm hoping people do not get more than just the first two shots. Do not go for the boosters, in my opinion. And I can back it up because what happened just about a month or so ago, maybe even less than a month, as a result of a lawsuit against Pfizer, Pfizer had to produce in court the documents revealing what they did regarding their particular vaccine. And it showed in the first 500 pages, because what Pfizer and the FDA wanted, they wanted not to reveal their particular documents, their work, for the next 55 years, which then they wanted to extend it to the next 75 years. However, a federal judge said, you reveal the first 500 pages of your documents a month. And in those first 500 pages, it was shown that the vaccine had killed over 1,200 people, and Pfizer knew about it.
Yeah,
covered it up. Okay,
yeah.
So that to me,
but Mr. Joe,
Mr. Joe,
not to cut across, there is someone sitting somewhere with cognac and a cigar and say, "Hey, that's collateral damage. You know, a few had to be sacrificed for the needs of the many."
Yeah,
and you know this.
That's right.
A lot more
there's
than
someone,
a few.
There's some
fat
cats. There's some fat cats that are sitting back saying 1,200
sitting back there and just
nothing.
Relaxing.
It's like the Emperor of Rome watching Rome burn.
Watching Rome burn.
And I agree.
And you know
it's
why?
An agenda. Why?
Oh, because Pfizer made $65 billion last year off the vaccines. Those are the guys with the cognac and the cigar saying collateral damage.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. That's what it's about. What I say in the beginning, so they do not care about humans. I don't understand what people are not getting about that. They don't care about humans. This is not.
The pharmaceutical companies make more money watching people die than anything.
Right, absolutely. That's what it's about. It's about the money. They don't care about human. They don't, you think they made that vaccine? You think they had your best interest when they made that vaccine? No, they didn't. They didn't care. But when you tried to tell people
say it,
that,
Hot Rod.
Yeah, Hot Rod.
I'm sorry.
But you're Hot Rod.
Big Red. Big Red.
Big Red.
I mean.
Oh,
listen.
Sorry, Big Red.
Yeah.
I'm on earbuds, so maybe it's the...
No, Mr. Joe, I'm going to stop you, Mr. Joe. Let me tell you something. I am used to that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so used to being called sir over the phone, it don't even matter. So,
oh, me too.
It's not your fault.
Oh, okay.
You're not
fine. Well,
if you don't have a...
But no, you know what?
Right, yeah. So, yeah, exactly.
But
so,
no.
Don't worry about it.
But you sound differently within my earbuds than I do. I'm sorry, because I called in tonight using a different phone number and using earbuds. I usually call in on a block number on my landline, and you don't sound like this, Red.
Oh, okay.
She got a hair done now.
Work on that woman.
She got a hair did.
You stupid.
Yeah.
I tried to.
You gotta make it squeaky.
I get it too, so I know what you mean. Definitely.
But I do get where, you know what you're just saying, you know, Mr. Joe, and also me and Red have had this conversation about, you know, it's all about the dollar. You know, I myself, my own new personal journey, like I was already on the fence with like the whole pescatarian / vegetarian thing. But then I watched the documentary and then I just stopped eating meat completely. I shit you not, that morning, like somebody told me about watching the documentary. So that morning I had made me some turkey sausage, some eggs. I had it on a croissant. But halfway through the movie, I was nauseous. And by the end of the movie, I was done. I haven't eaten meat again since. Because, you know, some of the information, you know, in there in terms of what they put in the food. Like, I've always known, but the way everything was put together.
I'm sorry. I just need to interrupt you. I need to eat my meat. Please don't say nothing to turn me away from you.
Okay, no problem.
Keep
no problem.
General, okay, I don't want to hear anything.
Listen, all
I, please.
All I'm going to say.
I don't want to know the name of the movie.
I'm not going to say the name of the movie. I'm not going to say, but all I can say is, you know, just like with the legal drug companies. That, you know, do we take all these medications? This, I mean, what they do with the food, I mean, it's just another way that it's just another drug deal. That's all it is. That's what I just took from it. And
in other words, it's like the Roman Emperor
sitting there watching Rome burn.
I mean,
my biggest
thing is, like, you know, we all have known someone or, you know, maybe have been affected or heard about, you know, someone cancer or passing away from cancer. And, you know, I remember years ago, it seemed like people only caught cancer from supposedly smoking cigarettes. But then you started hearing about people who never smoked having cancer, then their kids, you know, having cancer. And, like, where the hell is this coming from? And
that
movie put it in perspective for me, and
think about how much certain things that you didn't hear about. I guess I don't know if it was because maybe we were younger, but look at a lot of things that you weren't hearing about years ago that are so rampant now. Autism, just like you say, cancer,
autism,
fibroids. All these things, like Alzheimer's, like these things are so rampant. Now, you didn't hear about this stuff years ago, but maybe one here or there. Now it's like every time you turn around, even with diabetes, high blood, why are these things such, like, why is this so big like that? It's like every, like, once again, diabetes was like, oh, one person here, you may hear about some. Now it's like everybody, oh, either pre-diabetes or they got it fully. And it's like, I'll say out of five people, four of them got it.
Well, we did have it. We would just call it different. Wouldn't we call it like sugar in the blood?
Yeah, sugar like, in the
yeah,
blood.
Sugar in the blood, high
the
blood pressure.
The
yeah, the sugar.
And then dementia would be kind of like he ain't too right in the head. I mean, we did have
right.
We just call it different things.
Right.
But
right.
It wasn't
absolutely.
As rampant
yeah, but...
as Red is talking about. It's not as rampant as it is today.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
That's what I mean. Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, like it is today. These days you see it. And you know, it's just that. And like,
right.
And
I was talking
I
to my brother the other day. I was talking to my brother the other day about this. And he was telling me, he said like this, you know what it is? Also with pharmaceutical companies, when you go into the doctor, you got to be careful. Because how
mm-hmm.
is it that someone, when discovered they have cancer, it gets worse as when they go to the doctor or the hospital, it gets a whole lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's more than just this.
They get paid
yeah,
when
the
you
thing
sick.
Is,
they don't.
But
I mean, once they kill
can,
you, they lose a patient.
Yep.
Right, and people think it's kind of a crass thing to say because doctors are supposed to be there to treat us and they're supposed to take
mm-hmm.
the Hippocratic Oath, but they get wined and dined by the pharmaceutical companies. They go to very
Joe,
nice parties. They
oh, Mr. Joe,
yeah.
Everything that you were saying, Mr. Joe, was in that documentary.
Was in that movie.
I'm gonna have to mute Miss Cherry. I'm gonna have to mute Miss Cherry if I tell you the fact.
No,
my brother was telling
me something about pharmaceutical companies because he worked as an EMT, and he was telling me what those doctors do to people, and I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, that's why he felt that. You know, doctors can't be trusted when it comes to certain things, and that's our mm-hmm. commitment.
Well, you know what, you know what, K-Dog. I mean, to a degree, I agree. To a degree, because there was one thing mm-hmm. that I will say that was said in the movie, and there was a woman doctor. She said they teach you how to treat people with medicine, but they don't teach us about
nutrition.
The food or what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
They just teach us how to treat you, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
to a degree, you can only blame them for so much because they're only taught certain things. You know,
exactly.
they're not taught to cure. They're not taught to cure. They're taught to treat.
Treat.
You know,
mm-hmm.
if you have this, they're taught to show you how to deal with it. They're not taught to show, to show
right.
you how to eradicate
they teach symptoms.
It.
Yeah, they
teach.
Then,
exactly.
If you teach a person to only use a hammer, they think that everything is a nail. So you're right. Once they go to medical school, they're not taught how to really use natural means, alternative means, in order to cure a disease. They're taught about chemicals and surgery.
Yeah,
that's about
that's it.
It.
You also have to realize,
and that's why there was a doctor that he was using natural, but from what I've heard, they said that he was silenced.
Yeah,
yeah.
What you saying, Ms. Sherry?
I was gonna say if they are able to cure, as opposed to treat, they wouldn't have a job because you would come in there and you would say, "I have a migraine," and they solve your migraine, and now you're gone. You're not coming back. So their
that's right.
job is. Put a Band-Aid on it, and then when the Band-Aid falls off, put another Band-Aid. And unfortunately, because a lot of these medicines are chemically made, they cure one thing and they wind up causing problems in another area. So
mm-hmm.
that's
yeah.
just the way that the medical profession is run, period. We have so many doctors because they were licensed to treat symptoms and conditions and not to cure.
Have you seen, what's funny to me, I don't watch TV, but I'm on the internet, and I see these commercials, and they're talking about certain drugs. Have you seen the inserts about what the adverse effects could be, the side effects could be for taking
a
drug?
Oh, yeah. Like anal bleeding.
It is funnier than hell. You can take a drug, like, say, for sleeping, and they'll say, well, the adverse effects, your toes might fall off, and you might die. But it's okay.
Yeah.
But see your doctor
it's
about,
always,
you know.
Right. And they kill me when they say, well, if you, they kill me when they say, well, if you're allergic to something, how the hell are you know allergic to, or why would I, how you going to know you're allergic to
yeah,
it?
Exactly.
And you just started taking all, you're not taking it yet. Like,
mm-hmm.
they just, like, it's
that's
just
right.
don't make no type of, it's just ridiculous. It's just, I can't. And, you know, that's why, you know, it's, you know, with people, that's why it's good to be proactive with your health. Or just, like I said, let me tell you something. Taking medication, like I said, research your medication. My mother had a book, and I still got that book, with every medication that's taken to man from A to Z. So, you know what, I still got the book, but you know what, in modern day, we can Google, of course. So any medication my doctor gives me, anything, I Google it, see what the side effects are, what it's going to do, how long it's going to take to, you know, be in my system and all of that stuff. And you know what, the doctors don't like when you have knowledge like that. Because my doctor is school, but they don't really like when you have knowledge like that, because especially with us.
Because you're challenging.
You know, I'm going to say this. Right, but not only that, but us with people of color, they definitely don't like it when you, just like you said, challenge. No, I want to know what I'm putting in my body.
Or say, you know,
because you can give me something, and just like you said, my eyeballs to pop out my damn head the next day when I take that damn pill. I don't want that happening.
I asked my doctor. I'm like, why are we choosing this instead of this? Well, why can't we go here? If you have knowledge, you don't have to take that pill they give you. Say, well, you know, I know you're offering me this, but what else do they have to offer? Because I've read
right,
about
absolutely.
This. Right,
absolutely. Absolutely.
They get angry.
Because what may work for everybody else may not work for me. That person that you gave that pill, okay, that works for them. That's not working for me, so I need something else. Absolutely.
I have a question. I've been asking somebody with medical knowledge, right? So you know how they're pushing for us to get the shot, but there's also a pill that's available, and the pill is to be taken after you're already diagnosed with COVID. It's supposed to help you with the side effects so you don't wind up in the hospital. It has the same effect as the shot. Now, why are we pushing this pill? Why are we pushing the vaccines? And I kind of know the answer. I was told that under federal regulations, that the government cannot be sued for the effects of a vaccine, like you could if you were taking a pill or like a cocktail or something like that. So I'm just wondering, does anybody know why we're pushing for the shot over the pill?
I will give you.
Have to be diagnosed.
That I don't know, but
I will give you the conspiracy theory answer.
Okay,
I believe there's a concerted effort to bring down America, has been for a while. The communists have made it plain since the church committee, I think it was, that they want to take down America. And if they can do it through making people sick, why not? There is a concerted effort to destroy America from within. Race wars, sex wars, to turn your children into transgenders, to make you doubt yourselves, to take these goddamn vaccines. And these vaccines are as dangerous as hell. And I'm not taking it
until
I have a gun to my head.
We won't, but we won't find out, Mr. Joe, maybe for another, I mean, usually what you find out maybe 5-10 years later, when, you know, they pop up and, you know, a commercial comes up and says, in the year of 2021 or 2020, you know, you may be, you know, eligible for a lawsuit, you know, for X, Y, and Z.
But when you had the other vaccines, you might have had an occasional death. These vaccines have already produced more deaths than all the other vaccines combined. That's the importance of those FOIA documents in court. When Pfizer admits 1,200 deaths occurred in the first month of their trials, what do you think is going to happen for the next 11 months of a year?
Well, all right. So if you want to go there, Mr. Joe, let's go there. You know what I don't trust? I don't trust these ancestry things where they want you to turn in your DNA so they can find out so-called find out. Because to me, all of this stuff boils down to, like, you're giving someone permission to play with your DNA, you know, to play with your genes. And then next thing you know, we have stuff like this coronavirus. Even though coronavirus has been around for a long time, as they say, it's been around for years, it's interesting how something has been created to be able to mutate and manipulate depending on its host. Now, do you think that would be possible? And I'm just saying hypothetically. you know, just thinking out of the box. Do you think that would be possible if they didn't have, you know, maybe a catalog of a lot of people's DNA? There's a lot of people out there that seem to like that whole little, you know, ancestry thing. They want to find out where the people,
well,
you know, where their roots are from.
Yeah, are you saying that the bioweapon is made? Are you saying it's mainly a bioweapon directed against black people? It could be at first, but it's going to get everybody.
No, I'm just saying anyone.
No?
I don't think it's just us. I think it's anybody. Everybody.
Well, they've spent billions of dollars in trying to formulate a bioweapon. America's been doing it. Russia's been doing it. China's been doing it. Yeah. And this COVID, the COVID itself is not dangerous. It's only 2% mortality rate. Less than 2%. It's the vaccine that's dangerous. The vaccine.
Because you know what, Mr.
Weapon.
Joe? Because this is the thing, Mr. Joe. And once again, I can't say that I'm on either side. I just kind of take it as it comes. But if you're telling me that, okay, I have this coronavirus, I need to quarantine for 7 to 14 days, and then all of a sudden it's gone. Like, you know, you're not telling me to go home and take some NyQuil or Tylenol or whatever just to pick it up. You're just telling me to go home and quarantine for 7 to 14 days. So what is the purpose
5 days
of getting a vaccine
5 days,
for something that I can naturally get over?
That's the whole point. There are too many discrepancies. There are too many contradictions. They first said that. First, we just have to lower the we have to get to a certain point so that the hospitals don't get overwhelmed. The mask will help you. Then the mask won't help you. But now you got to take 2 to 3 masks. Now you got to take the vaccine, but the vaccine will protect you. But the vaccine won't protect you. They're changing their narrative every 2 or 3 months. Too many contradictions. It is
so, Miss Cherry. So Miss Cherry, do you think there's anything to that whole in the beginning with Bill Gates and the whole thing talking about population control or trying to, you know, decrease the population? Like, do you think there's a correlation in between the two?
So I just had this conversation maybe about 3 hours ago with someone. And she was saying she believes in the conspiracy theory with the 5G. You know, we all know they're putting up towers and, you know, testing. And she just feels like, I honestly feel that all of us have COVID. And the only reason why we are being made aware of it, some people have symptoms and others don't. But now the government is forcing us to test. We have to test to get on a plane. If we didn't have to test to get on a plane, these numbers that say 400%, no one would know because no one would have been tested and no one would have cared. The only reason why we know is because we had to get tested to go and see our families. You're going to see the numbers go up when the kids go back to school. Why? Because they never had to get tested to go to school before. Now, I think as of today in New York, because, Joe, I don't think you're from New York, de Blasio just went and he did a mandate saying that when these kids go back to school, they have to be tested. If they're 5 and up, and if they come back COVID positive and they're in the class with your kid, your kid gets sent home with a test. And if they don't pass that test or it doesn't come back negative, they cannot come back to school until they're cleared. And this is their plan. Their plan is, you know, the 5 million or whatever he's saying that he has headed to New York, there to go into the schools. And every time a child tests positive, that whole classroom or anybody that child is in contact with has to get sent home with a test. How long do you think before the schools get shut down? Because where my nephew goes, he said to me, he said, "Aunt JoJo," he said, "there's only like," he said, "there's so few kids in the school right now." I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Nobody's there." So I went and I sent out a letter to the superintendent. I was like, "When are you going to tell the parents the truth?" You know, my nephew's coming back saying that he's being told these kids have a 2-week stomach virus. I said, "Why don't you tell the parents the truth so that they don't have to have their infected kids come home and spread it to the whole family for the holidays?" That same day she got out and she said to us in my nephew's school, not in the school district, that they were shutting down the rest of the school and going remote until the holidays because so many teachers and students were out sick with COVID. I mean, do they honestly feel we're that stupid?
Yeah, no,
they
don't.
It's insulting. It's actually insulting for my nephew to come back and say, eight, nine teachers are out, and the school, there's one-fourth of the kids, oh, they're all out with a stomach virus. That's what they're telling them to tell their parents. But when you call them on it, now it's COVID. It became COVID after I opened my voice and said, no, this is not right.
All right, good. I'm glad you did that.
Yeah, good thing.
No matter what we do. Of course. Well, you know, the whole thing is the last thing they want is another shutdown. Because shutdowns mean the money slows up.
The money,
I disagree with you, brother.
What's up?
When you're finished, I'll disagree with you, brother. B.
Why? I mean, now,
because
don't
you're
get me
saying
wrong.
The last
I enjoyed the shutdown because traffic was beautiful.
During
The thing is that if this was like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, yeah, because they'd be losing money. But why then, if they're afraid of a shutdown, why are the airlines, the student unions, I mean the teachers' unions, and other unions, they're firing their employees? They know that if they fire their employees because they're not getting vaccinated, that they don't have people working. People not working means they don't produce the goods that should be sold. They're stabbing themselves in the back. And the reason why is because it's a concerted effort to bring down America, shutting it down, killing people.
Well, I believe now that makes sense. I mean, that I get now, Mr. Joe. Because, how do you continue to do business, but yet you're forced, the government is saying, hey, if you don't let these people go, then, if they're not vaccinated, you have to let them go. So you're kind of working against yourself. So,
yeah.
I mean.
And they're certain companies are following it because they're, the government is telling them, do what we say or we're going to imprison you. I think it was two airline companies who had to hire lawyers to present their case in front of the courts in order to stop the mandates. The companies don't want to shut down. They're being forced to do it. But I believe that there's the Illuminati or the Cabal, whatever other name that there is available out there. We have the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers who have held this world in their grasp for decades. They are now doing it because I believe transhumanism for them is right around the corner. They want to become gods, and they want to merge their consciousness with android bodies to become gods. And I think that is their goal. And in order to do that more effectively, they want to kill us.
You went real Terminator / Matrix on me just now, Mr. Joe.
And
But you know what, Mr. Joe? I cannot. What everything that you just said, I cannot sit there and say it's a fluke. I can't say oh, you're crazy. I can't say that because if you could turn a man into a woman or a woman to a man, you can do any damn thing. You can do anything.
You could
do any damn thing.
Historical perspective of the despots, Caligula, Nero, Caesar, Hitler, Stalin, they all wanted to become gods. That's the goal of a dictator. Pol Pot, I think, probably as well. When you become a dictator, what else are you going to strive for? Immortality. Transhumanism is all about immortality. You think they're going to allow us to become immortal? No. Only the chosen few, and that's why they're getting rid of the rest of us.
Well, I will say this. I am having a problem understanding why, because I happen to, how they say follow the science, right? It tells us to follow the science.
Yeah.
Half the people can't read the charts that they have on the CDC. They don't understand it. We're just taking their word and we're running with it. But I actually opened up the charts because I kind of sometimes like to look at stats. And I find it very interesting that the U.S. is the leader in not only infections but also in deaths. you have countries like Nigeria, Somalia, these little islands that no one's ever heard of that have lower infection rates than us. But yet we have the vast is readily available, and we have so much technology and so much science behind us. We're the ones, we're dying by almost double. I think, I'm trying to remember what the next country is, and it's not even like Japan or China, which has 1.5 billion more people than us. It just goes to show they're not telling us the truth. I think the reason why is because the truth is they don't know. They don't have an answer. Whether you're vaccinated or not, it's the luck of the draw. I suggest y'all pray that you're supposed to be here a little bit longer than what they want to keep you, because other than that,
yeah, absolutely.
They're telling us, I know somebody, they got both of their doses and the booster, and she said she had problems breathing. She went right back into the hospital, and they told her she had COVID. But because she was vaccinated, they gave her asthma pump and sent her home. The reason why they're saying the hospitals are overwhelmed with unvaccinated people is because only the unvaccinated people are being kept. If you are vaccinated and you say that, they will send you home. They will send you home and tell you to watch yourself, and if it gets worse, to come back. That is the only reason. They're playing with stats.
And
they're playing with facts. And the reason, you know, people are saying, well, the unvaccinated people are making us sick and they're filling up the hospitals. That's because everybody else is being told go home. Those lines are filled with vaccinated, unvaccinated.
What?
You can get it. You can spread it. You can share it, whether you're vaccinated
That's
or not.
Right.
And those are facts.
Exactly. So why would you send so why would you send the vaccinated people home? I mean, all right, so my thing is, if I had to, you know, play a little devil's advocate, wouldn't the vaccinated people be more important because they chose, they made the conscious decision to get vaccinated? Like, wouldn't you treat them better than the people who were unvaccinated?
Well, I think,
because
you know,
either way, you can still get it. Either way, you can still get it.
I heard an interview by a nurse, and I think the way that it's being marketed is people are understanding it. Even though they're saying something different, people are understanding that if you're unvaccinated, you are the reason why it's spreading. That's what they hear.
That's why they say.
Because of
right.
the way that they're
saying. That's what
they're saying. But that's not what they're saying. They're not. People are not listening. They're choosing to believe what they want to believe. They're telling you whether you're vaccinated or not, wear your mask. Well, how does that make you different from somebody else that's unvaccinated? They're
right.
wearing their
exactly.
mask also. So they're yep. already letting you know whether you get jabbed this week, next week. We're already up to one booster. We'll be up to two. When does it stop? Hell, when
it's
does
not,
it stop?
You're going to be boosting their asses off. They're going to be exactly.
Stop.
It's not. Because in another 3 or 4 weeks or in another couple of months, it's going to be another variant. It's going to be somebody else.
There you go.
Ray Friends or somebody
red.
Else.
The red,
and the ignorant
red.
Part about
What's
it, as far as the economy yes. goes, is you have qualified, skilled people that are sitting home that are not even infected with the virus. They just haven't had the shot. They can go in and test and be, you know, test as being negative. You won't even let them come to work. These pilots.
That's
right.
What is the
purpose?
All right. But here, what is the purpose?
They could get tested.
But what is the purpose of the booster? What's the purpose of
the booster
if you can still get it?
That's the point. Exactly. What is the purpose? Exactly.
What's the purpose
of
keep taking multiple shots if you can still
get
it?
Yeah, because you're
still going to... it's a slow pill. The purpose is to depopulate the plant. I know sometimes because it's such a conspiracy theory and it seems so way out there that it's hard to grasp. But take a look around you. Do you really believe that the human race is so benign that it can't do something like that? I think the human race would do
history,
it in a
history
second.
Is shown. The history is shown. That
it has.
Exactly
it
right.
has.
Humans are quick to turn on each other. Very quick.
Yes.
Oh, yes, they
you
are.
Know, it's not an issue.
And now
is
they're
a
going
major
after the kids. They couldn't go after
and the kids don't need
us.
It. The kids are immune to COVID.
They were saying to us at first, they were saying, you know, if you don't get it, then you can't come to work. You can't feed your family. You can't do this. Okay, people are like, well, you know what? I love my family. I love my kids. I'll just have to, you know, fall back. The government will help me. Now, all of a sudden, well, your kids can't play, you know, sports. You know they're in 12th grade and they're ready for that scholarship or they're going to get signed in the NBA, but guess what? They can't play. Now they can't come to the school. Now they can't go to a movie theater. The only ones that are protected right now are the infants to five-year-olds. And that's only because they said they haven't been able to prove that the vaccine works for them yet. They're the only protected group amongst our society at this point.
They're not protected. They are not protected. They're telling you that. They are not, they've been naturally protected against COVID. Reputable doctors will tell you COVID does not affect kids from the ages of when they're born till about the age of 18. That's a pretty late stage. It's in their teens. It doesn't affect them. COVID only has a 2% mortality rate.
When I saw the stat, I think I looked at the stats in August, and it said there were 700 deaths of kids 18 and younger due to COVID in the world. 700 in the world?
In the world. And you can't trust those stats anyway.
More kids die from asthma attacks in America.
Yeah, and
you know. And
let's
I
got to give it to call 111. You're on the air with the menu. What's the size of the wait?
Hey, no problem, yo. I'm cool. You all are having a great conversation. So I was listening.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm okay.
How you
listen,
doing, sir?
I'm cool. COVID is really about profits. So the same system that doesn't care about malaria, that doesn't care about the homeless, tells us that suddenly this medical system and our politicians have this deep empathy for humanity and want to help us by giving us a for-profit shot that mostly are experimental, because for new drugs, you need a few years to determine from longitudinal studies, et cetera, what the long-term impact will be, especially drugs that are affecting our mRNA and long-term longevity. So if you remove profits from this,
he's got the background
these folks
noise.
Would not...
Somebody got to watch the background noise.
We're getting some shots.
Yeah,
right
go ahead.
If you remove the profit incentive, this thing wouldn't even be on the charts. They wouldn't be pushing it. So then the question becomes, well, how do those of us that see this as a for-profit endeavor, whether it's to depopulate the planet, which is a possibility, or whether it's to target certain groups, the big money is the interest, how do those of us that don't want this to occur stop it? And that's going to be tough because most people are struggling. They need their job. They need to send the kids to school. And the choices are get the shot or don't go to school. So it may be a losing scenario for us. I don't see how we're going to stop this. And we can't, I don't think violence is the way, because, of course, then they put the T word on people. It looks like we're effed. I'm sorry to say. So that's
no, your name,
opinion.
Sir?
And I think, yeah. OTEP.
OTEP? Yeah, I mean, listen, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation that people are being placed in. And is it about profits? Absolutely. I mean, what else do we expect from the country that we live in or the world that we live in when we know a lot of things are profit-based? You know, we can't look at our government, you know, or our leaders and actually think that they're doing it because they care about us. Nah, they don't care about us. They're doing what they have to do, you know, to go along with their agenda or someone else's agenda to make things more profitable for themselves. You know,
yeah.
Like we're the guinea pigs, you know, we're the pigs for the slaughter. You know, it is what it is. The sad part is that we know it. But as you said, what can we really do about it? Because
I'm always
over
the line. Solutions to this.
One thing we can do.
I mean, you can avoid the vaccine, but what if you want to go take a trip? What if
or
you
go
want to
see
go
your family? What if you have family
yeah,
that lives
out of the country
or out of the United States?
You're
not
going to be able to do it.
The treatment. Some people
exactly.
have allergies. Yeah. By the way, we could do something. We could set up labs to investigate and research viruses and medicines, meaning don't trust their labs. We could get, and the microscope would probably cost about $8 million, right? But we buy enough chicken and sneakers to put some money on the side, buy the right equipment, set up an independent lab, maybe in America, one in England, one in Africa, a few key, China, that we the people own because we can't trust no one else. And then we say, yeah, okay, send us your treatment that you plan to give, and we will research it and put out our own thinking on it. Also, get some of the people that were vaccinated and test their blood. We are so dependent on FBI statistics and the police to say who's a criminal and the big pharma to tell us things that we then are arguing without actual evidence often to support our argument, so they just laugh us off. So I think that's the solution. Own our own SHIT, and if not, we have to go with what they say, and then we have intelligent discussions about it, but we don't have the labs to back us up, and they just laugh us out of the...
Well, if we had someone like Mr. Joe heading something like that, they'll coming after Mr. Joe and the rest of all of us. Like that's
but they've already got them. They've already got the lab. They've already got people like Peter McCullough, Brian Artis, and this Dr. Richard Fleming. They've already sued the CDC and trying to get an isolated version of the COVID, and then the CDC said, nah, we don't have an isolated version of the COVID. So the COVID technically doesn't even exist, because the COVID that they tried to isolate but only came down with is contaminated. Be that as it may, the thing is that there have been, like I said, through suing Pfizer, Pfizer admitted in court that the documents already revealed 1,200 deaths in the first 30 days or 90 days. Now, during usual trials for the H1N1, trying to get a vaccine for the H1N1 virus and or what was the other virus? SARS. There's something like 20 deaths. They scrapped the whole operation. For them, for Pfizer, for CDC and the FDA to know that they had 1,200 deaths in the first month, and to not reveal it to the people, that is a criminal act in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's the perpetrator already admitting to the crime.
Wow.
But see, we're not in control of the government.
Yeah.
The
media.
It's all the media, and the sociopaths are. So that's the problem too.
Yeah.
So now going into 2022, because, you know, 2020 was definitely an eye-opener. A lot of things we were shown and we've seen, and sadly a lot of death, you know, and, just despair occurred. 2021 came in, and it got a little better. I mean, a lot of people went out Christmas shopping, and, you know, the world opened up again, and, you know, everybody's all over the place. But at the same time, now we have this new variant and all these other things going on. I mean, no matter what, apparently it's here to stay. I think that it's definitely one of those things that, hey, if you don't do this, then you can't do that. Like, it's just a tool that's going to be used to enforce, you know, certain laws or basically to restrict you from doing certain things if you do not comply with what you're supposed to comply to. Because, once again, I don't understand. I get the vaccine. I get it. But then again, I don't. Because how is it that you can stay home for 7 to 14 days in quarantine and then you'll be good, but then you're pushing a vaccine? So
but you know they cut it down to 5 days now. That it's not even that no one's 5 days
and
now.
See, that's the thing. And we've had this conversation before. It's all the misinformation. It's like 1 minute it's 7 days, a year later you're saying it's 5 days. It's like, so what are you sticking true to? Like, you want us to believe you, and you want us to believe certain things that you're saying, but then at the same time, you're telling us something different next week.
Right.
Because
they're going to brainwash you.
You know what's going on.
That's
well,
right.
They're brainwashing you. They're brainwashing.
They are brainwashing you. They're trying to create confusion.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they have the boosters. They're saying, take the vaccine. But wait a minute.
the vaccine may not be as effective as we first thought. So people will say, but what about the science? Sometimes the science is wrong or the science changes, so you need to take the booster. And when you start taking the third and fourth boosters, then you're going to start seeing people die.
Mm-hmm.
And now I know someone who just recently got a second job, his coworker of mine. He recently got a second job, and he said, you know, they told me in order for them to hire me, I have to take the booster shot. I'm already vaccinated, but they told me I have to take a booster. Now, see, that right there, is, I already feel that there's certain things, you know, rights that they're infringing upon, but certain things just shouldn't be forced. If you did the vaccine, that's one thing. But now you're trying to force people to take the booster, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, what Mr.
Yeah.
You know, Imhotep said
for that
before
yeah.
It's like you're making people choose between their livelihood and, you know, like living or, you know, what I'm just going to stay home, no job, and I'm going to have to live off of what government
and his
dad's
going to choose,
because, you know,
yep.
But it's only a matter of time before they turn around and say, you know what, we can't give you any money no more because you don't want to do this.
That's exactly right, Brother B.
Yeah,
yep.
That's where they're going.
And they're
yep.
presenting
they're
it as though there are only two options. That's often when there's a problem, only two political parties, only two basketball teams. There are multiple options, but if your option is make money or don't make money, they don't say, well, aren't there other ways we could work this out? And what evidence have you provided using the scientific method? So these are scientists supposedly acting like they're not scientists and always changing the rules. That's not the scientific method. Now, if they were a bunch of people that aren't scientists, then you could argue, well, okay, they don't know any better. But this is like us claiming to speak English language, and someone starts talking to us, and we say, oui, mademoiselle, comment allez-vous? We say, no, we talk in English. Well, scientists don't operate the way these folks are operating, and I'm surprised that more scientists aren't speaking out. But then again, you remember when a lot of holistic doctors were killed off? Remember, a lot of them
mm-hmm.
started dying?
Yeah.
I think that was the precursor to this, because they knew that
yep.
those groups would not sell out because they weren't in it for the money. A bunch of
I didn't know about
started,
that.
Yeah. A
wow.
lot
yep.
of holistic doctors yep. disappeared, died, mysterious causes, about between 3 and about 6 years ago. It kept going on. I said, this is God.
No
shit.
Well, look at Dr. Sebi. Look at Dr. Sebi.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's one example.
That's just
right
one
there.
Of them.
You arrested the man. You arrested the man because he had, what, $3,000 in
some
the pocket?
Some extra money on him.
You.
Yep.
Yeah. And next thing you know, they put him in prison. Of course, he refused to eat the food that they were giving him because he lived by a strict diet. And he died.
Yep.
Was that a result of asset forfeiture? Because that's another thing. Was that as a result of asset forfeiture? Yeah, I figured that. That's against
the
Constitution, and they're still.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they took
I mean,
a woman's money
court.
A few days ago, $100,000.
Nope.
The police dog sniffs cocaine. What they don't tell you is that cocaine is on most U.S. currency. So, of course, the dog is going to be triggered. So you just sold a house. You got $100,000 with you because you plan to buy some stuff, give your kids some Christmas gifts. The cops or the FBI pull you over at the airport on the street. Oh, the dog smelled cocaine. Well, yeah, damn it. That's on most U.S. currency. Oh, we're going to have to hold this money. Now, they have an incentive because their department gets to keep some of it. You may not get
That's
your
right.
money back. You go in to pay a bill. You can't pay the bill because the popo has your money. It's ridiculous. And then there's global warming. Like, we're at the point in life where it looks like they're coming at us at every angle. Us, meaning anyone that's good, any color, but particularly the darker marginalized, but, you know, anybody that stands for good. And I don't know if we can win this.
Well, on that note, Mr. Imhotep, thank you. Thank you, thank you. We hope to be hearing from you again in the new year. Mr. Joe, it is always a pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sherry, thank you. Big Red, thank you. K-Dog, thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. Everyone, a safe, happy, prosperous new year. Whatever you, whoever you believe in, however you believe in, stay blessed, be blessed, and we'll catch you next year. Last one in the can.
Next year.
Year.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Peace out.
Absolute Truth, Monday
New
night.
Year, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio. Menu. We have
Absolute
Happy
Truth?
New Year,
okay.
Everyone.
New Year, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Stay
Happy New Year. Peace out.
Happy New Year.
Thanks.
Later.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.